worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
I guess you could call this the day after tomorrow.
I guess that could be any day.
Yeah, it feels like, oh no, that movie, The Day After Tomorrow, where the Earth became an ice cube at the end of it.
Yeah, I didn't really like that
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're dealing with right now in our little corner of planet Earth here.
Northeast PA, Northeast United States, everywhere in this area.
Pretty much everybody up in the greater Northeast is suffering with snow. We're buried up to our necks, but we still managed to somehow trudge through it, get together around this table with these microphones to deliver this podcast to you. That should really go a long way to show you how much we love you, listener. Look what we're doing for you, going out of our way, risking life and limb.
Our stupidity runs deep.
That's right. It is a freak accident, and we welcome you to the show. I, of course, am Crisco, the host, and I am joined by Lazy E.
I had something that happened during this storm that makes it worse than anybody else that had to deal with it.
I love your teases.
Oh, is it bad?
I love your teases, you tittling, teasing, catastrophe.
Taffy. I like it.
Hi, Mickey. How are you? Mickey's here as well, of course. The girl.
I call shenanigans.
Oh, wait.
On your snow story.
Oh, just wait. It's worse than what happened to you guys. My God.
I broke my back.
This might be worse.
My back is broken. That friggin' Mike Tyson meme that's been going around about shoveling 30 inches of snow. That's about how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like my back is busted and will never recover. I need, like, I'm sitting awkwardly, like, trying to work it out, and it's not working. The website, by the way, is freakaccident.com. Don't forget, you can email us at any time for any reason. freaks@freakaccident.com. We'd love to hear from you. So, yeah, make your voice heard on the show.
And the great thing is, if you are in the northeast quarter of the United States, you're stuck. Go to the podcast section of that website. You could just binge.
Kill time. Yep. You guys have called it the Netflix of our podcast, basically. Yeah, it's like you can go back to episode one, relive all the glory. There's more than a year's worth of shows on there now. So, yeah, binge. Have yourself a little freak accident party.
Yeah.
That'll get you through a couple days at least while you're at home alone. I mean, you know, how much can you, you know, fixate upon yourself if you catch my drift?
The thing is, they won't be alone because we'll be there.
That's right.
Yeah.
In spirit.
Yeah. Whoa, our voices.
Mickey, what are you looking at me that way for? I loathe that look, and I get it almost all the time, and it's usually never for a good reason.
No.
I'm just thinking people will eventually get back out of their house.
Eventually, sure.
Don't give them that idea.
You know, that's one thing I never understood about blizzards. Like, this is what we're talking about during this portion of the show here, because this is what's in the news, is this freaking blizzard, the blizzard of 2017. When people run to the grocery store, you know, the old thing, get your bread, your milk, and your eggs. All perishable items, I'd like to point out.
Yeah.
All of them are going to go bad if your fridge goes down, if you lose power. The eggs need to be refrigerated, as does the milk. And the bread will eventually get moldy and die as well. So there's...
die.
Oh, yeah, good. That's a good point. It won't die, necessarily.
No, it just becomes moldy bread.
Yeah, it becomes moldy. Yeah. Then you can make penicillin out of it, though. Maybe that's why they get it. They expect it to go moldy because they want to have penicillin on hand. But all of it is irrelevant because what's the longest amount of time that you're going to be stuck in your house due to a snowstorm? A day? 2 days, you know what I mean? That this storm that hit us is like buried people for around 2 days, probably, right?
Yeah.
The last 2 days. You don't need to stock up the fridge for 2 days. You're not going to run out in that amount of time.
Well, I mean, I get the bread and milk because I like myself a good old bowl of bread cereal.
Right.
Toss that bread in, pour in the milk, boom. You're good.
I was going to go with French toast, but bread cereal, sure.
Bread cereal's easier.
Those are the ingredients for French toast.
They are.
Is that like some kind of old country blizzard thing, like, oh, we're trapped in the house.
That's my new recipe.
We're snowed in. We're snowed in on the in the cabin here. Let's make some French toast. I don't know what that accent is either.
Oh, the French toast. That's
my old country accent, I guess. You know, yeah. Let's make some French toast while we're snowed in the cabin.
Yeah.
I kind of went Volbeat there a little bit. There's different. Swedish Chef was kind of turning up at the end of that one.
They had an episode of The Office. I was binging The Office because, well, what am I going to do? I'm just sitting at home. And there's this moment where Andy's doing all these impressions during the murder mystery. And then Kevin goes, can you do the Swedish Chef? And he goes, what province is that from? He's like, Sesame Street, you ass.
Mickey, you had a thought there. I'm not sure if it's still in there or not, though, or did it run away?
No, I was going to ask you if the snow has made you crazy yet.
Yeah.
Because that's about what it sounded like.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. You spend 6 hours out in it shoveling. I got a long driveway. You've seen my driveway.
Yeah.
Spend 6 hours out there shoveling, break your back, all you see is white, you go snowblind after a while. I swear you hear voices.
Yeah.
Stella! Stella!
Yep, yep. Winter Storm Stella. When did they're still naming the winter storms?
I've never. That's just a recent thing.
Yeah, it's like the last 2 years they started doing that. Last 2 or 3 years, because they need something to talk about.
Yeah, they do.
Now you see, you broke your back. That's fine.
Yeah. What happened to you that was so bad? Okay. And so made it so much worse than everybody else's experience in this storm. I'd like to point out, people have died because of this blizzard. So. This is worse than death, apparently.
Well, death, you're done. You don't have to deal with it anymore.
Oh, good point.
Okay.
That's what makes death so great.
It's over. It's quick. What happened to me was Tuesday, when it's all coming down, I go out around noon-ish, and I go to start shoveling. I'm like, might as well get a head start on this thing. I'm busting my butt and everything like that. Little backstory, and you're going to pretty much figure out what happened when I tell you this. When I close my doors, they lock automatically. Guess who left his keys inside his house? Mom lives 20 minutes away. She doesn't have a spare key. Remember that guy who was supposed to fix my door, like, last year? Like, towards the end of last year? Okay. He pretty much finished it, except he had to finish the lock portion of it. He has my spare key. I call him up, and I'm outside. I'm freezing. Because I just got done shoveling. I'm wet. It's just not good. He goes, yeah, I can't make it out there. My car got stuck. Can you walk around? It's a mile. I walked. I walk all the way there. He goes, hey, Lazy E, thing is, I lost your spare key.
Why did you ask me to come here then?
Because that's why he didn't drive there. It's because he took time to find it. Oh. If you own a business, he says, I think I put it on my dresser. You own a business? You don't do that.
Yeah, no.
You put it in one place. He lost my spare key. So he takes his car. We drive down to my house. So, yeah, he could have made it to my house. We get to the back door. He has a bunch of tools with him. I'm like, you know what? I have deadbolts. Let's just take it to the back door. Let's get the handle and let's just pry it off. And he goes, well, you know, it's the other side that you have to worry about. I go, let's try. And he goes, well, don't you have somewhere to go? I have a space heater on in there. I have two animals. That could catch fire.
Yeah.
Okay? So I go, let me take a shot at this. I crank off the end. And it won't open, obviously. It's locked. So he's like, well, I don't know what to do. Listen, you put locks in for a living. I'm looking down at this.
This guy's not a locksmith. He can't pick a lock.
Well, here's the problem with it. I just look down at it, and I see the gold part in there, and I'm like, I think that's locked. He goes, I don't know about that. I go, give me your screwdriver. I take it, I jam it in there, and I just forcefully pull left, got it right open. I know how to break into houses.
Oh, boy.
But I'm talking that was a good 3 hour
All right, process. So I've got a great plan.
Yeah.
Quit radio. Become a locksmith. You're already there.
You're missing the wrong point. Rob houses.
Or that's
make
fine.
Make a lot more money.
Yeah.
A lot more money that way. How many locksmiths do you see going, well, time to go to my Bermuda house? You see a lot of crooks. They go, well, I got houses everywhere. They're not mine, but they're houses.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was my wonderful story. Beard was frozen, everything.
I'll solve your problem another way, too. Secret passageway, man. That's why you got to get one of those installed. Do you know what he's... Secret passageway into your house. Everybody needs one for exactly that kind of situation.
You want to talk about the icing on the cake that made me mad, though? After we get in, he goes, well, you know, you should have more than one spare key. What? More than one spare key?
Why?
No, I don't need... I didn't need another spare key yeah. because that was it.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to lose it.
Yeah. Admittedly, you should always have your keys with you, too, when you leave your house.
Yeah, yeah, that would be helpful.
That was the ultimate goal.
That's why they invented pockets, was for that exact reason.
But when you don't, the spare key, the person with the spare key that's apparently fixing your door, shouldn't have lost it.
Right.
When he says he's coming to fix it.
Maybe he's robbing your house while you're not home.
There's nothing there.
Yeah, true. Listen, you just admitted there's a space heater and two cats. All right, that is three things.
Okay, that's it. I sit by a space heater at home, and that's it.
Yeah, he has no fridge, no bed.
On the floor, apparently.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm just on the floor. I'm coddled up. I'm like, oh.
It's not even floor. It's like the braces for the floor. He just balances on one of those with a space heater.
There's some bricks.
Yeah, and the two cats.
Cement.
Yeah. Yep.
And we just sit there.
Yep.
And meow at each other. It's weird.
It's a wonderful existence you live.
But yeah, this storm, I mean...
Getting trapped outside your house in this? Yeah, no, that wouldn't have been fun.
No.
Record-breaking snowfall, though, at least here in our area.
For the one day, we beat it by 3 o'clock on Tuesday.
Yeah, we've got more than 22 inches now, I think. The record was set by the blizzard of 93, which happened... What year was that in?
Oh, God.
I can't...
Blizzard of 93. If you divide by 3...
I'm not even dealing with you two right now.
Come on, Mickey. I'm waiting for you to get involved in the joke.
Come on,
feed him. I held it out. Like I see that. I was like the spot. Like if you're the gymnast, I'm the spotter right now. And I'm helping you with your lariat or whatever the frig those moves are that they do. So go ahead and lariat. Do it.
She's not going to.
No.
Her eye's twitching.
I know.
Okay. She's going cross-eyed.
Stupid.
Yeah. He killed her. The neat fact about it is it was a year to the date. Not a year. It was the anniversary to the date. It happened
the 11th, yeah.
11th through the 14th. This just happened on the 14th.
And I mean, this all means nothing to our listeners around the country. I'm just saying we've been buried under snow many times throughout history. And
our one area, Pittston, made CNN. People
when?
Were
today
on Tuesday.
Oh,
people were ditching their cars on our Route 309.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
They called it the car junkyard, and everybody just left.
Why were you out there? It's a state of emergency.
I had to go to work. That's why I was out there.
Yeah, yeah.
You called off work, jerk.
I did because I don't care.
that mine was closed.
Yeah. Well, that yeah. Unfortunately, I don't get that joy because we have a hotel in our casino. Therefore, people are stuck there. Therefore, we have to be there.
Yeah.
So you have to be stuck there, too.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't get... Well, I got kind of stuck there. I shoveled myself out in the morning, got to work. By the time I left at noon, they hadn't plowed my part of the parking lot because it's employees parking. So why would we bother with the employees parking lot?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So murderer came and picked me up and I went and shoveled it out today.
Oh, well, that's just a fun...
Fantastic.
Mm.
Hey, we're still here, though. Snow or no snow, we managed to dig our way out so that we can bring you this episode featuring such things as SAT relation questions from the 1920s.
This is probably very sexist.
Yeah, because the last... Well, there's that. And the last time we played a game of, hey, take the SAT test, it went so well. So let's definitely repeat that one. We've got the weirdest things schools have banned. We continue to solve your problems.
Yeah.
Yo, we solve it.
Yeah, we solve more of your problems coming up that you have sent to us. Also, North Korea's official Twitter. It's crazy. And a couple's prank on their family has turned into jail time. That's a bad prank then in that case.
Yeah, no, very bad prank.
What have you people done? We'll talk about it and more in this episode of A Freak Accident.
Bam.
Do you enjoy listening to A Freak Accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit AFreakAccident.com and make some more mistakes.
They say to take the SAT,
I gotta get an 1800 on it at least, but lately I'm gazing.
What is happening in my ears?
The good old SAT song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we all took the SATs, right? We had to, because it's like almost required in order to get into college. Mickey, you didn't? You didn't take the SATs?
No, I think I paid for it, and I went to the thingy in the morning, but then I had to go to work, so I didn't realize how long of a time I had, so I had to go to work instead.
Wow, that seems like an incredible waste of money.
It was.
You didn't go through like SAT prep like at all?
Yeah, no, I did the pre-SATs, but the actual SATs that just didn't...
She did everything up until the actual thing, decided, wait a minute, I'm here for 3 hours? No, yeah. I got to go work my part-time job.
It goes up to the teacher.
I'm not a dummy.
I'm not paying.
Basically, yeah.
Come on.
So we all had to take the SATs. I didn't realize that this friggin' test was this old. It's been around since 1926 at least.
My God.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been the same questions, but man.
This is a quiz posted on BuzzFeed. Can you answer 10 hard but not that hard SAT questions from 1926? These are relation questions. Not necessarily relationships, but relation questions.
And while we do this, we're going to have it up for you at freakaccent.com. Just hit pause. You can take it along with us.
Okay. You guys ready to go?
Let's do it.
All right. The first question is, which three are most closely related for each set? These questions are from the first ever SAT test in 1926. Oh, this was the first one, 1926. Okay. So that is as old as the test is. Portions of the test are available at smithsonian.com. For each set, choose which three are most closely related. Okay, so number one, orange, lemon, grapefruit, chocolate, prune, orange, pear, lemon, grapefruit, grapefruit, lemon, chocolate.
One.
It's got to be the first one, right? Because they're all citrus.
Yeah.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. So it'd be orange, lemon, grapefruit, right?
Let's see if we got it right.
Yeah! All right. Good.
All right. We're not dumb yet.
It even says, yeah, orange, lemons, and grapefruits are all citruses. All
right. Well, we did it.
We're geniuses. All right. So, next, closely related, diet, nutrition, fat, fat, nutrition, chemical, carbohydrate, protein, fat, chemical, carbohydrate, nutrition.
The third one.
I was going to say the same thing, yeah, because it's three things. Like it's three things, three units of measurement related to nutrition. You've got proteins, you've got fats, you've got carbohydrates. Yeah.
Almost like chemicals of nutrition of some sort.
Precisely. Yeah, so we're all in agreement?
Yes.
Yeah!
90%
of the diet and all sources of energy, those three things. Carbs, boom, fats, proteins.
Two down.
I should know that, being the fitness nut that I am now. Got done with my carb cleanse, lost 5 more pounds.
All right.
I'm down to 160, baby.
All right. Extra points.
Yeah, bonus points for me not being a fat ass anymore. Excellent. All right. So let's move on to the next question.
Yeah.
Okay. Anemia, sickness, doctor, sickness, doctor, tuberculosis, tuberculosis, diphtheria, typhoid, tuberculosis, anemia, typhoid.
I'm going to say third.
I'm going to say third. Yeah, third probably. I would say the same thing.
So we're great.
Anemia, right? That's
the blood thing.
Yeah, that's the blood thing. It's when like your blood cells are small.
Yeah.
Right? But that's not like tuberculosis, diphtheria, and typhoid. Those are all like diseases. They're like infectious diseases.
Then wouldn't that be it?
That's the one we're going with.
Yeah.
Don't make me second or third guess myself.
There's some doctor listening to us going, what are you doing?
This is exactly how people fail the SATs, because they don't go with their gut.
No, it's because they don't have three people.
Trust your gut, kids. Witness the power of street knowledge.
Let's see if it's right, though.
Yeah! Street knowledge doing us well so far. Tuberculosis, also known as TB, diphtheria, and typhoid are all infections caused by bacteria. So you
oof,
go.
Gross.
Socrates, Corneal, Verdi, Wagner, Beethoven, Verdi, Verdi, Socrates, Columbus, Socrates, Wagner, Verdi.
Isn't it the second one? Aren't they all composers?
No, some of them are philosophers.
Yeah.
Okay, then it's the fourth one.
Verdi's a philosopher. right?
I think he's a musician. He's
oh,
a
is
composer.
He?
Yeah, so then that's why I was wondering if that's...
Wagner. Is
yeah.
Wagner a philosopher or a musician?
Pretty sure he's a composer.
So
okay,
I was
so
right.
It's got to be
second.
The second one. Yeah, because
yeah,
it's Wagner, Beethoven, Verdi.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Come on. Right?
Yeah! All musicians and composers.
Beautiful.
I'm kind of happy for myself on that one.
Mickey is now the voice in my head. Like, anytime I take a test, it's gonna be the voice going, now, wait a minute.
Yeah, wait.
Hold up just 1 second.
Yeah.
Before you click OK on that.
Think this through.
Yeah, right. Okay. Oakland, Reno, Pasadena. Oakland, Pasadena, Los Angeles. Reno, Oakland, Seattle. Phoenix, Seattle, Reno.
Okay, it's the California ones.
Yep.
So Oakland, Pasadena, Los Angeles. It's got to be, right?
That should be...
Because they're all in California. Reno is in Nevada.
Yeah. So
Oakland and Pasadena and Los Angeles are all in California.
California, so...
As a matter of fact, they're all like in the L.A. tri-metro area, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I had Pasadena, Texas
two.
Stuck in my head, but no, yeah, there's a California.
It's two.
All right, it is two. It is two! Yeah!
We're doing good!
All in California.
All right. All right. So far, how many questions are we done?
I have no idea. I have not been keeping track.
So let's say like four. We got
sure,
them right.
We're at least yeah. four or five. Okay. This next one, though, is going to suck. Descendiente?
Yes.
Descendiente. Madre. Mere.
Okay. They're family members.
Okay.
Okay.
Madre. Padre. Descendiente. Padre. Mere. Mutter. Or madre, mutter, mere.
Madre, mutter, mere.
It's all mothers.
Yeah, the fourth one.
Yeah.
It's mare.
Mare.
Yeah.
Mare is like mother horse. I know that one.
I'm going with whatever because I don't know which language you were just speaking.
Four.
I was speaking Klingon. Okay.
Come on.
Thanks
Come
for
on.
Keeping up.
Let's do it.
Yes, four. All
yes!
means mother. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bueno.
All right. Church, jail, larceny.
That sounds about right.
One of these things is not like the other. One of these things is not quite the same. Murder, adultery, larceny. Church, delinquent, adultery. Murder, jail, larceny. I'm going
it's
with
two.
The last one. Right?
Murder,
adultery, larceny.
Yeah,
like
it's
all
two.
Things people commit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it would be two.
You commit murder, you commit adultery, you commit larceny.
Yeah, they're all crimes.
Right. Well, adultery
of,
is
of
a crime.
The,
well,
law
I mean,
of the church, it is a crime.
Right.
So they're crimes. They're
immoral acts.
Yeah.
You know, in any case.
Come
right,
on.
We're going number two. Yeah! It says all crimes. That is not true. Adultery is not a crime.
Wait.
You can't go to jail for adultery.
You could get sued, though.
In
well,
1926,
yeah,
you probably could.
Oh! Good point.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you
I'm
see?
I'm forgetting that.
You're the brains.
Only sometimes.
Secretly, you're the brains.
Why don't they bring that back, man? Tell you what, marriages would stick together a lot more.
Yeah,
I think,
probably.
If you could freaking go to jail for committing adultery.
I don't know about that.
Or people wouldn't be so quick to get married, you know what I mean? Thinking
yeah.
that it's going to solve relationship problems or whatever.
You ever see Chicago?
Yeah, they murder each other
yeah.
a lot.
So great. I don't think it'll make it any better.
Fair point. All right. Silver, platinum, amethyst. Emerald, platinum, sapphire. Emerald, amethyst, sapphire. It's that one. It's that. I'm just kidding. It's the third one. Yeah. Okay.
What was the last one?
They're all gemstones. The last one was silver, amethyst, emerald.
Okay. Yeah.
I wasn't even gonna waste time because I knew what the answer was.
Yeah. But
yeah. What about the
listening.
Rest of us?
Listening.
I'm smarter than you guys.
No, you're
okay?
not.
I'm gonna keep this going.
There is some scientist or doctor listening that just looked at you and just was like,
Yeah, but I got it right. So
he
they're an idiot.
He air slapped you in the face.
Yeah.
I know. Didn't feel it at all, you weakling. Go to the gym.
Hit
the gym.
Your wonderful t-shirt.
All right. Romania, Bulgaria, Greece, Japan, Denmark, Norway. Denmark, Norway, Romania, Japan, Greece, Norway.
All right. Part of me wants to say one, but I don't know why.
Romania, Bulgaria, Greece. Yeah. Because yeah, Denmark and Norway are Scandinavian, but Romania is not, right? Romania is more like, that's like down like by Italy and Greece and
so
stuff, isn't it?
You know what? Maybe it is Denmark.
Where's Bulgaria?
Where
that's like near Rusev is from. Right. That's near like Latvia, right? They're all Eastern European, I think.
It's
Romania, Bulgaria, Greece.
I'm stuck between one and three.
It's
now.
Definitely not two
and
or
what
four.
What is three?
No.
Denmark, Norway, Romania. And then one is Romania, Bulgaria, Greece.
It might be three, because I think Romania is more closely related than...
Where is Romania, though, on a map? I can't remember where it is, because Scandinavia is what, Denmark?
Hang on, Mickey's making the map.
As I'm picturing this in my head.
It's like Sweden, right? Sweden, right. Norway, Finland. Those are the three fingers
One, two, three,
up top.
Yeah.
I love Mickey's map. She's making it in the air.
And then Denmark is the thumb that sticks off of the top of Germany.
Right.
Right?
But Romania is like in the middle, so I think it connects.
Where?
So we think it's three is what you're saying.
The three fingers, and I'm pretty sure Romania is here.
Romania. I don't know. I'm thinking Romania might be closer to Mediterranean, though, right? Because Italy, Rome, right? Rome, Romania. Doesn't that sound more like...
I don't care what it sounds like. I know Romania gets a lot of snow.
Okay, so it would be
all
three.
Right, so we're gonna trust Mickey on this one.
This is all thinking it out. When you're taking the SATs, just talk it out.
Mickey, if you ruin my perfect score on this test...
Well, it's all of our perfect score. All
right, it's the third one. It's the third one we're going with. The third one.
I was number one! I told you! I told you! I'm looking it up right now. Where is Romania? Is Romania? Okay.
Wait, see what the answer said. The answer,
the
right
answer was number one.
No,
right?
I know, but it would give you the answer.
They're all Eastern European countries.
There we go. Now we know.
There it is. It's right near friggin' Moldova.
Oh, God damn it.
And
Moldova.
Serbia. And Hungary.
Mm.
Are you hungry?
I am hungry.
That's when you go to Turkey.
See, this is why I trust myself and no one else. Because, and you're telling me that I'm not smarter than you. I definitely would have gotten that one right if we would have went with my answer on that question.
Get over it.
Move on to the next one. Now my perfect score is ruined.
Our perfect score.
I've got to like go back and start life over now because something has gone awry. Like that's unusual for me.
Yeah, that's the joke.
That's the onion layer in that joke. All right. Directory, encyclopedia, schedule.
Damn it.
Encyclopedia, dictionary, directory, program directory schedule, and program history schedule.
Is it the second one?
I'm encyclopedia, stuck on schedule.
Encyclopedia, dictionary.
You trying to say dictionary?
dictionary and directory. That's I don't know what directory. No, directory is like
phone directory.
Yeah. So that wouldn't be that because encyclopedia and dictionary are books of like knowledge and learning, and a phone directory is
okay.
Just tells you where to.
Did directory mean something else before?
This is what I'm saying.
A phone directory.
I'm trying to think like old timey 1920s. What? All right, everybody.
Let's go to the directory.
Yeah, let's go to the directory. What might that directory mean? You know what I mean? I don't know.
But program, the other ones don't make sense.
Program history schedule? Yeah, what's history? That could be something, though, right?
Yeah, but what do they mean by schedule in 1926? Is it just a schedule or...
Probably, like, what I'm thinking is a program, like, you go to a play. You get a program. Yeah, there's a schedule for, you know, like a conference or something like
programs.
That. Right, or then there's a history.
So it would be three.
No.
Right? Program?
Directory schedule?
No. Well, yeah, because they would all list things, right?
Like program directory schedule? It could be.
It could be that, but I mean, my original one was two.
Yeah, unless history in old-timey America or something, history was like some kind of term for something that we don't have anymore.
Well,
check the history on that, Jono.
When
you know, something like that. Like, I don't know.
When you're taking the SATs, always go with C if you don't know it. So that would be the program directory schedule.
All right, we're doing it. It's wrong! An encyclopedia, a directory, and a dictionary are all considered reference books.
Which one was that? The one?
No, that was the two.
So that's what I originally said.
That was your... Yeah, see, we didn't go with Lazy E's gut, and we were foiled.
You always go with my gut. Look at how big it is.
8 out of 10. See, this is still telling us we're a test-taking god whose knowledge transcends time.
8 out of 10 isn't bad.
No.
That's
no,
a
it's
B.
Not. Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'll take a B.
We're passing with flying Bs.
Yeah, boom.
How did you do? Freaks@freakaccident.com. Make fun of us if you're smarter than us. It probably won't be too hard.
No.
Up next, the weirdest thing schools have banned, besides this podcast.
Oh, yeah, well, they probably have.
Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of A Freak Accident? Well, probably nothing. But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out.
I've got a little list. I've got a little list of society offenders who might well be underground and who never would be missed. Who never would be missed.
He's got them on the list, and they none of them be missed. They none of them be missed.
I'm kind of upset that this isn't Chris Jericho's theme music right now. with the list.
You know what? You know what happened?
What?
You just made the list!
Damn it. I knew my day was coming.
They sell those now.
Oh, terrific.
They're notebooks.
Whose list do you think we're on?
A lot.
We've got to be on somebody's
FBI, list. FBI, CIA.
NSA.
Whatever other A.
Ringling Brothers.
Oh, yeah. That was a given.
They're going out of business, though, so who cares?
But, you know.
Good luck, you carnies!
One thing I've noticed, especially with having a younger brother, the rules in school are insanely, like, getting more and more strict.
Yeah, you know, like, there never used to be a dress code. Now, all of a sudden, there's, like, really strict dress codes. You got to wear, like, khaki pants and collared shirts. And it's like, what is this, Catholic school?
There's one up near us that doesn't allow teachers to wear blue jeans.
Why not?
I don't know. I have no idea.
They cover all of, like, the crotchal areas. That's all that should really matter,
maybe,
right?
Because they're not hip jeans, and if you have to get the poor person jeans, a.k.a. myself.
Wranglers?
People make fun of you. That's what they're going with.
Oh, okay, whatever. Anyway, these are the weirdest things ever banned from schools.
Yeah.
It's going to make you wonder, why were these banned? For instance, the I Love Boobs bracelet.
Oh, the
I
ones
love boobies.
For breast cancer awareness.
Yeah.
They banned them.
Yep. I remember they banned these in my school when I was in high school.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was, like, because there was enough, like innuendo and comments being made about it that it was, like, considered disruptive. Probably one of the older teachers raised a stink about it, and they were like, we're sick of, you know, Miss Such and Such. She's tenured. Like, just shut her up and just ban the freaking bracelets.
Which is stupid, because talk about something that made awareness.
Yeah.
Those shirts have made awareness for breast cancer.
Yeah. Most recent bizarre school ban is occurred at Baltic High School in South Dakota. And at my school, like I mentioned, the culprit is the bracelet. Meant to raise breast cancer awareness, says I Heart Boobies. While many parents are fine with the cheeky campaign for a good cause, principals at schools other than just Baltic High School, like mine, have deemed them inappropriate for class.
Again, it's not that bad of a word.
If we taught sexual education at a young age, there would be no innuendos. The kids would just get over it.
Yeah. Yeah, they wouldn't be like...
They'd be like, whatever, boobs.
You know
where
I got my sexual education? The streets.
It was my friend's drunk dad. I was like...
All right, moving right along
No,
here.
He told me.
The Darwin shirt. I'm guessing this is somewhere in the Bible Belt. It has to be, right? When Missouri's... Nah, there it is.
I didn't even have to
read ahead. Missouri's Smith Cotton High School... Wow, Smith Cotton High School, yeah. There's
talk about as Midwestern of a name you can get.
Midwestern, you mean Southern.
Mid-Southern, yeah, Midwestern.
Deep South.
Deep
That's
South.
What this is.
Deep South.
This is cartoony, like, stereotype here at this point already, and we're not even, like, five words into this sentence. Smith Cotton High School band designed these Evolution of Brass t-shirts. They had no idea they would cause such a stir. Several parents demanded the shirts, which seemed to support Darwinism, be banned because of their religious beliefs. The school complied and bought all the shirts from students for $700 to keep them out of schools.
Well, you know what? Not saying I agree with it, but at least they bought them from them.
Yeah, they didn't just ban them. They actually bought them.
Yeah, so at least the kids benefited of some sort.
Still dumb.
Parents.
Well, yeah, because it even said in there, it wasn't about Darwinism.
Yeah.
They implied it. So, it's a little...
Well, I mean, also, all things being fair, you can't ban something from a classroom.
Yeah.
On either side, in my opinion.
You're right.
I don't agree with the people who say religion should be banned from classrooms, too. You should learn about that crap, because it's important stuff to know. You know what I mean? And it's worth knowing. So, there's no reason that should be banned. On the other side, there's no reason that this should be banned either. It's stupid no matter which way you slice it.
Because you could teach it without preaching it.
Isn't that the whole... Right, exactly. Isn't that the whole point of learning, acquiring knowledge about various things? So, to say, this thing is outside the purview of knowledge that people should have. Why? Why shouldn't you know about it?
Yeah, it doesn't mean you have to agree with it.
Right.
It's just what exists.
It helps you make an informed decision. Anyway,
it's the Bible Belt.
There's my rant. Right, well, absolutely. There's the end of my rant for that. Anyway, Father's Day cards. Oh, no. Oh, no. Mickey, this is going to be one of your feminist friends making this happen.
Yeah.
How about second Mother's Day, huh? For all the single moms out there, right? Yeah, because there's no such thing as a single father who's raising a family. That never happens. Anyway, man, I'm getting off track here. The elementary school in Scotland. Yeah. The elementary school. Like, there's only one.
Scotland. Yeah,
an elementary school in Scotland banned Father's Day cards out of respect for children without fathers.
Oh, boo-hoo. Let me play a sad song for you on the world's smallest violin.
But Mother's Day celebrations are okay.
That makes no sense.
Scotland, you sexist.
that big time. Listen, I don't have a dad anymore. I
was going to say, you definitely had one. Well, you had to have. That's how this whole thing works.
But I don't get offended when I see people, like, the advertisements for Father's Day. Guess what? When you had a dad, you loved it.
Right.
So
you could still love your dad.
Well, yeah, you could still celebrate Father's Day.
Sure.
In a different way.
Your dad was awesome.
Yeah.
It's okay to remember that.
Exactly.
You're banging on your mic there, buddy.
Sorry.
The dictionary.
What?
In the UK, children were looking up inappropriate words in the dictionary. So now if kids look at the wrong parts of an anatomy book, should we remove those from the library as well? Yeah, I agree. That's dumb. Like, who... Plus, didn't everybody do that when you were, like, in second grade or whatever?
I did that outside of school.
Yeah, right. Oh. Well, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Looked up that kind of stuff in the dictionary, of course.
Hey, guys, look, I looked up penis.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Hey, boobs. Just like
God, red ink. They banned this for teachers.
Why?
Red ink is too upsetting for UK children.
Oh, my God.
What is it with kids in the UK?
Oh, it's here, too.
What a bunch of Wissburgers over there. No wonder we won that war.
You know, I would get,
this is why America won its independence. You people are soft.
I would get in the UK if they got mad if they mentioned toothbrushes or dental hygiene, because we've seen what they look like, but red pens?
Yeah, and the banned in favor of kinder, gentler black or blue ink.
Ooh.
Why not make it like a soft green?
Wait,
grass.
What color were their jackets in the war?
Red. Oh, see, that's why they're triggered, because they and they remember all their blood that we spilled when we creamed them and won the revolution.
We won.
That's right.
Done.
In your face, England. All right. Flaming hot Cheetos were banned because apparently their dangerous heat and alarming red color. No school cafeteria is safe. Why? What is it about red?
Their alarming red color?
Yeah.
So... Why?
Dangerous heat? I don't know. We're kids.
They're not that hot.
It's a snack food. It's not like it's ghost peppers.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if you want to ban that kind of stuff, like that hot sauce we take during our bets, yeah, ban that from school.
Why has the word meep been banned?
I don't know. Read it.
Yeah,
I don't know if
the word meep,
like,
made famous by Beaker, the Muppet character, was becoming a distraction at a school in Danvers, Massachusetts.
Mickey.
You're responsible for this, aren't you?
No, I went to Peabody. Danvers.
Yeah.
This is the next school over.
So you were right there.
It's like the rival school. Is that what it was?
It doesn't shock me, though.
So they're very, very easily distracted people.
Oh, we're all very easily distracted people.
I've noticed.
90s cardboard favorite Pogs were banned in a school in Arizona, Washington, D.C., and elsewhere for being too violent.
You just slammed them down.
Yeah, remember those? Yeah, that for potentially causing distress when kids played for keepsies.
Which, Pogs are making a comeback.
I noticed that.
I wish I would have saved them. I had an OJ one. The Slammer, and it had him in jail in the Slammer.
Yeah, hugs have been banned in schools across the country because it can be a distraction.
Hugs.
Like hugging, actual hugs. Hugging each other. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, so compassion and human relationships, that's been banned.
That's big
good.
No-no.
Yeah.
That's good.
I love that schools are banning hugging. Meanwhile, at my, you know, downtown school that I grew up in, you know, like 13-year-olds were twerking on each other against the wall at the school dance, but hugging, that's out of...
That order. That's a good way to keep that social media generation to continue to not know how to socialize at all.
Yeah, sure.
This will be the last one. There are more. We'll have this posted at freakaccident.com. Yeah. Some of these are shocking. New York City schools banned all bake sales from their campuses in an effort to promote healthy eating and lower student sugar intake. Considering that bake sales are often a lucrative way to earn money for clubs and activities, couldn't they have just demanded more zucchini bread and carrot cake?
Sure.
Or, you know what? It's called self-control. If they don't get them at the bake sale, they get them at the store.
Right.
Also, I'm gonna scroll through the rest of these real quick. Dancing has been banned at some school. Flags have been banned at certain schools. The game of tag has been banned. Grilled cheese. How dare you? Christmas trees. Viagra prescriptions?
What?
Oh, for teachers.
Okay, I was like, for kids?
I don't want to know. Blogging? And the last one isn't loading.
Blogging sounds like it's...
Oh, it's because there's nothing there.
Yeah, blogging, that sounds kind of like Nazi-ish.
Yeah.
You can't have your opinion.
What's next, books? Why don't you just burn the books?
Yeah. That's the internet version of burning a book.
Yeah. I love when schools ban things. Again, these is where you go to learn, but no, these things are not allowed here because you're too frail to be able to figure it out.
And the ones we didn't get to, again, it'll be up at a freakout.
I just got to all of them.
Yeah, well, no, but the reasoning behind
all of
that.
Yeah. Read up on that crap and like wallow in despair.
And if there's something from the school you're by that banned something, email us freaks@freakaccident.com.
Up next, we solve your problems on Freak Accident.
Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media where a freak accident continues all day, every day. Visit freakaccident.com. And click on connect.
Yo, we solve it.
Oh, I love this bit.
This is where we solve any problem you have.
Well, I mean, we get the best advice in the world. Why pay for a therapist? You've got us in your ear.
It's free.
And like, since we're in your ear, and you're just hearing, like, we might as well be the voice in your head. We're basically your subconscious.
Yeah.
So you're fixing yourself right now.
You could feel even better about yourself that way.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
You're right. It is the Twilight Zone.
We are in your mind. All
and
right.
If you have a problem, you can email it to us, freaks@afreakaccident.com.
And yo, we'll solve it.
Like these people right here.
Yeah, let's start off with Robin. Oh, man. I love that Batman's sidekick is coming to us for advice. That is perfect.
I think this one's a girl.
There was a girl, Robin.
Was there?
Yeah.
Really?
Read The Dark Knight Returns.
Ooh, way to get all sassy with me.
You got it. I feel really stupid writing this. I feel stupid reading it. That's okay. We're stupid together.
Yeah.
It seems like such a dumb problem because you guys and gal love dumb stuff, so here it goes. Me and my guys are ready to take my guy. I'm sorry. I added
one.
An S on the end of that go.
There's just
I,
one.
Yeah, okay,
it,
thank
it was
God.
One of, it was one of those things where like I read guys from the previous sentence where she'd said it. And so, yeah, no, she's monogamous. It's fine.
Okay, because I was going to say I have an answer to it already.
Me and my guy are ready to take things to the next level and get married. Oh, the problem.
That's nice.
The problem is his last name is Hood.
Mickey.
That's straight Hood, yo.
No.
I know he wants me to take his last name, but can I really go through life as Robin Hood? It didn't land on me at first.
I picked it up right when you said it.
What should I do? You absolutely should go through life as Robin Hood. Why wouldn't you want to?
I mean, if you want to change it, hyphenate? Maybe?
Yeah, maybe you can hyphenate your last name if you're that embarrassed about it. That's a simple solution.
Or you know, take it wholly and be Robin Hood.
Yeah.
I think you should. That's a great opportunity.
That's awesome.
Wow.
That is amazing. Or force him to change his name to Batman, so it'll be Batman and Robin Hood.
There's so many jokes within it.
I know.
Like, it's like a conundrum of jokes.
I love the advice that we just gave you, though, Robin.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Do it. Absolutely do it.
Yo, we saw it.
Yeah. All right. We got Billy. Billy says, at my workplace, there's this girl I really like. I've spent months dropping hints, even getting her a corny Valentine's Day card. But it seems like I'm stuck in the friend zone. I thought this problem would end in high school, but apparently that's not the case. How can I get myself to the next level with this girl?
Can't. Next question.
Wow.
Been there. No hope, brother. Sorry. Move on. Next question.
Mickey, what would you say?
Don't date people at work. It's a bad idea.
That's not the question he's asking.
I don't care.
Agreed, though. Absolutely agreed.
Yeah.
Don't poop
just
where you eat.
Stop pursuing it now.
I'm going to go the more positive route. If you want to date her, be more direct. Ask her out.
Don't just get her a Valentine's Day card and assume she knows.
Don't be like the UK, okay? Don't be a soft little wussy croissant or whatever.
Croissant?
No, that's France.
Yeah.
They're soft little wussies too, though.
Don't be a tea.
A crumpet. Yeah, don't be a little crumpet like that in the UK.
I accidentally hit that, but that's okay.
We did solve that. Yeah. Be direct. Forceful. Not that forceful, though.
No.
No means no.
Yeah.
Move on. Mickey, go.
The next one comes from Kara. I have a husband that I'm madly in love with and have spent the last 7 years married to, but after all those years, I'm having a problem.
Uh-oh.
You see, my high school sweetheart just reconnected with me. Brian's his name, and I swear right when he messaged me on Facebook, the butterflies came back. Is this something I should ignore, or am I not as in love with my husband as I thought I was?
Oh, this could be ruining your life. Okay. I'm going to say that you probably just had a little, like, everybody's attracted to other people, no matter if you're married or not. You can be attracted to somebody else. That is an old flame in your head. You never finished with that. It's grass is greener type of situation for you, I think.
I would argue this. Okay, if you went through the trouble to actually reach out to us and ask us for advice, it means you're feeling guilty about it. And if you're feeling guilty about it, that means that you do love your husband and you feel like you've betrayed him by talking to this person. So there's your answer.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that. So solving problem, tell your husband what's going on and get rid of the connection. Yeah. Social media sucks. Get away from it.
El Blocko.
Yo, we've solved it.
Yeah, problem solved.
Yeah, done.
We're so good at
this. Yeah, we are. You got emails, freaks@freakaccent.com.
And we don't even charge.
Yet.
We should charge.
You need to get on the ground floor before we start.
Get in before we go public.
Yeah.
All right. Dave says, so I've been dating my girlfriend for... This is all relationship questions today. Nobody's wondering how to get rid of the foot fungus that they got. Like, I got great plan. I got great advice for that, too.
Don't.
Chop off the foot. Done. Then you got a peg leg and you're an awesome pirate the rest of your life. Yeah. Friggin' sweet situation.
You also have to change your name to Eileen if you're a girl.
Dave says, so I've been dating my girlfriend for 2 years now. Things are great. At least that's what I'm telling myself because everyone thinks something's really wrong.
Oh, no.
Because she still hasn't let me meet her kids yet. Is this a deal breaker? After 2 years, she hasn't let you meet her kids? Yeah.
I mean, if it was...
Either that or she's actually married and you're side piece.
Yeah, I mean, if it was a year, maybe.
I wouldn't even say that long. A couple months.
Oh, man, that's...
My question is he showing interest in meeting her kids?
Ooh. Pursuing it? But although if he's asking us...
It doesn't mean he's pursuing it.
That still seems like 2 years is a long time, like, to either... like, how do you not come across... your significant other's children in 2 years.
Well, it's probably one of those situations where they're not always over the house.
Yeah, like they're actually dating where they just go out and meet for dinner and go home.
Oh.
So real dating.
They probably...
But like they've never been to each other's house?
They could have, but she may plan that around when they're at dad's house.
Seems fishy to me.
You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, 2 years to not tell him something, you're not going to share everything in your life, but that's a pretty big part.
Well, it's not that she's not sharing the kids. He knows they exist. She just hasn't let the kids meet him yet.
2 years, though.
I don't know. If they're dating,
2 years. It's a long time.
That's not, you know...
In relationship years, that's a long time.
Because people always say, like, when you're pending on the age of this guy, which, I mean, I'm assuming in his 20s, you know, third year is the proposal year. You know, you're out of school and everything.
Is that a hard, fast rule?
No.
Not a hard, fast rule, but I've heard that's a generic rule.
It's weird.
I think it's weird.
I don't know if it's a deal breaker, but I definitely think it's fishy. 2 years.
You gotta think of the kids, though, too. If mom's protective of her children and she doesn't want some random guy coming into their life that has already had a father and there's already a mess going on, you don't want to disgruntle the children
more. But in my mind, it's like 2 years. Like, that's a committed relationship that's lasting 2 years.
Not necessarily.
Sure it is.
I mean, I had a girl that I dated years ago that it was too soon. I met her kid that she had was obviously
day one.
It was date three.
Oh, wow.
met the kid, and it was like a surprise. It was like a bombshell. It was like, ta-da! Here's my kid. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
I was like, don't get attached. Don't get attached. Like, the kid not to get attached to me. I didn't want right. to play with the kid, like toys or anything.
Yeah.
You want to go play? No, because this is putting me in a weird area.
Yeah, I don't know. Talk to her about it. See what's up. Best advice we could give, probably.
Tread lightly.
Yeah. Be like, hey, what's up? Are we committed? How come I haven't met your kids yet? Like, if we're not willing to take this, like, you know, to see this through, you know what I mean?
What
like,
is this?
Yeah, what is this if you don't want me to meet your kids? You know, what's going on? So, talk about it. Work it out.
Yeah.
Solved! Problem solved!
Kind of.
Yeah, wait. We'll put a little asterisk next to that one.
That was a gray area.
Yeah, we'll revisit. Tell us what happens. Tell us what happens after you talk to her, and we'll get some follow-up advice for you.
Oh, that'd
there,
be great.
Dave. So email us, freaks@freakaccident.com with your problems, and yo, we'll solve them. Up next, what the heck is going on in North Korea? We may never know, but their Twitter might give us a clue.
Oh, it's so great.
Here's what listeners are saying about a freak accident.
It's the best show ever.
Whether those listeners are our moms or not is totally not important.
K is for Korea, just the north part. I is for the internet event. M is for the millions that are missing. J is for our human tasting jam. O is for, oh boy, we love our leader.
It's Kim Jong-un.
N is for the best Korea. G is for G Wiz, we love our leader.
That is so great.
Ah, the Kim Jong dynasty.
It is an interesting one.
Yes, it is. One of our favorite places on the planet is North Korea.
to make fun of.
Well, yeah, to make fun of. You know, I mean, obviously they will eventually lead us into a very bloody and terrible war, and we're going to look back on this statement poorly. But in the meantime, you know, they find unicorn caves. They think that their leader can control the weather with his hands and that, you know, he can, you know, score an 18 in golf. Like, it's a weird, weird, weird place.
This is like Florida, except with nukes.
Right, pretty much, yeah. So this is, Crave Online put together a compilation of tweets from North Korea's official Twitter account, which, I hate to break it to you, is not North Korea's official Twitter account. This is satire. I've been following this account for years.
Oh, it is?
As a matter of fact, A Freak Accident's Twitter, @AFreakAccident, has retweeted some of their stuff in the past. Yeah, because we love North Korea. It's
amazing.
Great. Yeah. So basically, it's like a Wing Bang Boom. You know, it's along those lines. Okay. Wing Bang Boom, man, we haven't heard from him in ages. That's Kim Jong-un's cousin. Wing Bang Boom. He hasn't been around a long
time.
He's
from the West Wing.
Right. Yeah, the other wing. He should come back at some point.
No.
Oh, he will.
We should. I mean, at least somebody, wink, wink, should resurrect his Twitter, which has gone dormant for a long time. I've got something in my eye, which is why I keep winking across the table.
I see that, yeah.
Get something fixed there.
Anyway, no, DPRK News Service, it's run by the same people who run Popat.
Okay.
If you follow Popat.
You see, when I saw this story, you totally thought, because here's the thing, the tweets are not too far off from what these people
say. Well, that's what's so hysterical. It's like they're cartoony in what they say and what they do. Like, you could honestly believe that North Korea would say some of these things.
So is North Korea's Twitter like the real North Korea or something like that?
What?
Is North Korea's real Twitter handle? Is it like the real North Korea?
Oh, yeah, right. Like real Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be. Anyway, here's some of these tweets. They're amazing. Again, this is @DPRK_news. Kim Il-sung University Department of Marine Biology determines that manatees are generally useless animal.
Again, not too far off from what you hear from North Korea.
Mass escape of ferrets from Pyongyang Zoological Park results in only minimal casualties thanks to quick thinking of Marshal Kim Jong-un.
Ferrets. Really?
Yeah. Then they have one. It's a picture of Obama. And he's sipping on something.
United States presidency of Barack Obama, now nearing its end, is described as one of utter futility, empty hollowness, and abiding shame.
I'm pretty sure Kim Jong-un has said that.
Probably, yeah. Let's see. New film promoting telephone emojis as lovable role models celebrates decline of literacy and imbecilic degradation of Western society. I agree with that one, though.
Yeah, yeah, that might be a little true.
North Korea, you've heard about the emoji movie that's coming out, right?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually talked about it on this show.
Did we?
Incidentally, they started plotting it right during that streak of stories that we did having to do with emojis.
Yeah.
Sony listens to a freak accident. What's up, guys?
We've got
more ideas. I'm willing to write for you. Just, you know, pay me in cash and we'll talk about it.
Oh, this is that whole thing, the WikiLeaks thing? They're looking through your computer. They are getting a free look.
Yeah.
And a freak accident.
That's right.
That's not fair.
Orange-faced freak Donald Trump to ask U.S. Parliament for funds to build Mexican wall in shameful admission of onanistic impotence.
Indeed.
Democratic People's Republic of Korea is called Garden of Human Flowers. Marshal Kim Jong-un is warm sun to flowers, blazing fire to weeds.
Not to get too far off the subject, but you said democratic and it just made me think of this. Did you see the top-selling book on Amazon?
No.
It says reasons to vote for a Democrat, and it's 266 blank pages. It's a top seller.
That's hysterical. U.S. Chief Braggart Barack Obama struts on receiving war medal from Todi. Marshal Kim Jong-un, hero of 1,000 battles, is famed for his modesty.
Why? Why? Actually, you know what's funny? That WikiLeaks thing must be right. That they're spying on us.
Yeah.
Because our Skype line's going off right now. Our Skype line's going off right now.
It hasn't happened in a long time.
I know.
The sound effect doesn't even play when it happens anymore. Did you notice that?
It happens
so spontaneously.
Yeah, it's just... Hang on. I've got to go and... the snow.
Informer. All right, who's on Skype right now? Who do we got?
Hello.
Oh, God, he's back. Yes. Yes, call and he answers. It's Wing Bang Boom, Kim Jong-un's brother. What's up, man? How you been?
How are you?
We're great. It's been such a long time since we talked to you. What's new? How are things?
Banging and booming.
Yeah, you haven't been, you've been so quiet. That kind of scares me.
I don't get quiet. I wait.
Okay, waiting for what, though?
You know.
I don't. That's why I'm asking the question.
You'll find out.
Oh, okay. Soon enough, I'm sure. Yeah.
So, have you heard about our dogs? They kill people.
Yeah, I did hear about that. There were some news stories that dear leader over there feeds people to them.
So, you've been going through a snowstorm, right?
In the Northeast, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good to see it worked.
Weather control.
Mm-hmm.
That's you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you know how we did it?
How'd you do it?
The unicorns flew over.
Oh, okay.
They flew over.
Dropped snow.
Yeah.
Snowdrop.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
That's what we do.
You should have dropped something harder and heavier and bigger and more explosive, but, you know, baby steps, I guess.
How do you think? And the biggest bomb was your job situation. Came right at you.
Damn, man. That
don't,
hurts.
Don't mess around.
That cut deep.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to let you go now, pal. You get back to your popcorn power time machine there.
Just a big shout-out. Big shout-out to my Uns up. The people in the Uncredible Club.
The Uncredible Club.
No, the Uncredible Club.
Uncredible. That's what I said.
Uncredible.
Goodbye. Bye. Lazy E, where is he? Get back in here. So what's with that snow, man? You missed Wing Bang Boom. He's back.
What?
Yeah, great news, right?
Oh, I...
The world will never be the same.
I lost 3 shoes. I don't know where the third one came from.
All right. Well, that's actually going to wrap up this episode of A Freak Accident. I know we talked about the couple's prank on their family was going to get them jail time. We're going to Matt Damon that sucker to next week.
Oh, it's a good one. Oh, you've got to stick around. You got to come back next week.
Yeah, there you go. I was looking forward to that one, too. Unfortunately, we just ran out of time this episode. Also, next week, we might continue to solve it. We might not. And we have some crazy fan theories about some famous movies as well. I love when we do segments like that.
Fan theories are the best theories.
Mickey is a conspiracy theorist, so that's like your ballpark right there.
I have no theories.
About anything?
Nope, nothing.
Thrilled to have you on the show, as always. It's a freak accident. AFreakAccident.com is the website. The email is freaks@AFreakAccident.com. Feel free to reach out. On that website, click connect on the menu bar. You'll find links. Links ahoy to everything. You can find us all over the place. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes to have us automatically delivered to you, and you can help us climb those charts by leaving us a very good review, and we would love you for that.
Great.
Don't forget, if you leave your... I know I'm kind of bouncing around a lot here. If you email us and you leave your mailing address, we'll send you free stickers, and we're also available to be downloaded elsewhere besides iTunes as well. Google Play Music, you can subscribe there. You can also subscribe on Spreaker, TuneIn, anywhere podcasts are downloaded. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode. As always, we'll be back next week with more.
Ooh.
For a freak accident, my name is Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given
until there's a freak accident.
Hello.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.